Just pay attention to yourself. Just be mindful of yourself. You will still hear what is being said. Please check your attitude. Is there anything you want? Anything you're expecting? Is there a goal that you have in mind that you believe that you need to achieve? When there's no greed in the mind will be relaxed. You're not practicing to make things happen, and we're not practicing to make things go away. We're practicing to know what is happening in the present moment as it is. There's two things happening. There is awareness, and there are the objects that awareness knows. Remember to remind yourself that whatever is being observed is part of a natural process. It is nature. You're watching its nature. No matter what experiences you're having, whether you think they're good or they're bad, the experiences in themselves are neither good nor bad. If you know the experiences, that is good. Appreciate that awareness is present. Appreciate awareness. Objects or experience are just objects or experience. That is their nature. The nature of an object or the experience that is known is to be known. The nature of objects is that it is being known. Unwholesome states of mind arise when we pay attention to concepts. When we pay attention to nature, then wisdom can arise. So is your mind paying attention to concepts or understanding nature or both? You need to know for yourself. Concepts are things like shape, size, color, distance, time, place,
name. Pit down iron beam in the body.
For example, with thoughts. If you're listening to the story in your thoughts, you're thinking about the people, the places, the story, then you're paying attention to the concepts in the thought. But if you know what is happening in the present moment, which is the mind is thinking, if you know the mind is thinking, you are aware in the present moment. Once you understand that thinking mind is an object, then you no longer get lost in thought at that time. The mind has its functions or its signs. These are that it knows, it thinks, and it pays attention. Understanding cannot be forced. You cannot make understanding happen or arise. You just need to practice and practice a lot to allow understanding to arise. All the things that Seattle talks about is for us to get information. It's not things that we should be hoping to achieve or trying to attain. It's just information that we need to know. If you're dull, if there's sleepiness, you can open your eyes and practice with your eyes open. The mind needs to be relaxed, but there must also be interest. When you are thinking about how to practice, awareness is already at work. You can ask yourself, what is the mind knowing? And you can check in what the mind knows. Is it only one or more? Is this all that you know, what you think you're knowing? What else is there? You can be curious, inquisitive. But don't search for answers. You merely look to see what you might notice. If the mind is already alert, awake, aware, you don't need to ask too many questions. You don't need to ask questions. But if the mind is dull, uninterested, it's bored, doesn't know what to do, it needs to ask some questions. You can use questions.
Atomu
Sama sankappa, right thought. So when you think about the process of body or matter, when you think about processes of mind, how they're at work, when you think about how to practice, when you think about the nature of the object or the nature of the mind and how it's aware, all this is in the vein of right thought. It helps you to practice. And although you think these thoughts to help the practice, you remain aware so that it supports the practice. Particularly in all your movements throughout the day, when you're not sitting and you're not merely walking, when you're doing everything else, please be most interested. This is where you need to be mindful in great detail and continuously. To gain momentum in practice, continuity is key. Whether you eat or walk or sit, wash your face, lie in bed, you should have only one thing in mind: to be aware. Whether you speak or do not speak, you need to be aware. And particularly, to refrain from speaking, we need to be very aware. If it's not related to the practice, please do not speak. Particularly as you are familiar with each other, some of you, you're just used to speaking to each other, or you have roommate, you're with each other, or you dine together, we forget and we just start speaking to each other without being mindful of the other or ourselves. If we are truly mindful, we do not speak if it's not necessary. We only speak if it's truly necessary. Use the time you have here well. This time is precious.